My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for part two of this week's episode. In part two, we'll have a chat about what our special guest for this week has done despite their diagnosis. Wait till you hear about this.
So, Nikki, tell us about how you first started Innerbox Design.
Okay, so I was 23, so almost 10 years ago now, 9 years. And I had always been sort of drawing, doodling, getting into Illustrator and Photoshop. And I thought to myself, you know, why don't I try doing something about it rather than just having it as a hobby? I was working in retail and I was really hating it. That was adding to my stress. And yeah, I fainted at work a few times, and then I split up with my partner at that time, and I just said, I need change, massive, massive change. And that's how it came about. That's what I decided to do.
Wow. You just started doodling. You're just like, yeah, I like this. This is cool.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I started sort of putting feelers out there and asking anyone if they needed a business card or logos, etc.
Yeah.
And then I found my way into the cute illustrations that I do. So I didn't know what I wanted to do at first. I didn't feel comfortable with the business cards and logos. I found it a little bit boring, if I'm honest. It's more graphic design, you know.
Yeah, I totally get that, because that's the kind of direction that I started to move into, and I was like, nah. Come away from that. It's fascinating, and what I really love about your illustrations is that, like you say, they're really, really cute, and they bring in like two of my favorite things. So you have cuteness and you have word puns, and I love word puns. And you make all the invisible illnesses like word puns.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us some examples?
Yeah, sure. Do you know what? I didn't know if that was going to go down well at first. I thought people would be like, oh my God, you're taking the mick out of chronic illness. But that's totally not it. I'm just, you know, trying to make it lighthearted. So some examples off the top of my head. I've got a little ghost that says Invisible Illness Club on it. And that goes down really, really well. Also, I've got a little frog sitting on a brain, and it's called Brain Frog, because we all get brain fog, don't we? And we can't think of what we're going to say.
Yeah.
Or where we put our phone, etc. I've got a little owl, and he's having a little swear to himself, and it's called Irritable Owl Syndrome. I've got so many others, to be fair. Thank you. I just did a whole campaign for them. So I managed to get quite a few pins and stickers and things funded. So I'm really grateful to everyone that helped out on that.
That is awesome. Tell us more about that. Like, what made you kind of go, this can be a pin or this can be a sticker and things like that?
So what it was, I put the feelers out before the campaign. So I've been drawing probably since about March. So yeah, maybe the beginning of lockdown, it sort of forced me into this. So I was in a lot of pain, and I was like, no, I need to do something now. So I started drawing all of these cute little illustrations, and brain frog is hitting me. I've forgotten the question.
Brain frog. How did those illustrations kind of come about into pins and stickers and different things?
That's it. Whichever design seems quite popular, I chose to sort of make a mock-up of a sticker or a pin design and put it on my social media and ask people which were their favorites. And yeah, I got people to vote for, I think it was roughly about 20 designs, and about 10 of them seemed really popular. So I thought, okay, let's just try a campaign with, you know, maybe 7 or 8 of them. and go from there. And it ended up, the campaign ended up being really successful, and I think I funded 14 pins in the end.
Wow.
Yeah, and multiple sticker designs, and yeah, it went just so well. I'm actually quite gobsmacked about how well it went.
That's amazing. Well done for that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So how did you sort of find out about, I think, because you did it through Kickstarter, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah. How did you first find out about Kickstarter and, like, know what to do on it? Because I started stuff like that before in the past, and I was like, no idea, and it never went very well, and it always failed and stuff like that.
You know what? It's so daunting at first when you first look at it. You're like, oh, my God, this is so much work.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I found out about it, I think, roughly 3 years ago now. And I saw a couple of other artists and illustrators that were putting their work on there and, you know, funding pins or multiple other objects and items. So I thought, oh, okay, let me just test the water. And I did a few campaigns. I think I've run, all in all, I think I've run 13 maybe altogether. So that's more than a few.
It's one or two.
They were all, yeah, exactly. They were all just starting off as like maybe one pin. And then I went from there, maybe I'll try another pin. And I ended up going into maybe 7 or 8 pins per time per campaign. But this has been my most successful to date. That's doubled every other campaign I've done. So it's been amazing.
Awesome. I love that. So, oh, well done for that. Because that's a huge achievement. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest. So how did you kind of find building up your business around your illness specifically? Like, was it quite hard to kind of manage? Is there anything that you can kind of suggest to other people who wanted to set up a business?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I started out with mainly the cute animals and the puns. So I already had a fairly decent audience, but I was very scared to move into the sort of invisible illness and chronic pain route, because I thought it's not going to be for everybody. It might be quite niche, people might not understand.
Okay.
But I thought I'll just test the water anyway. And the first design I actually did was the Invisible Illness Ghost. And it went down a storm. People loved it. I was getting regular sales of it, and I thought, do you know what? Let me just try possibly doing some more. And I built it up from there, really, and started interacting with a lot more accounts that were chronic illness based as well. And just to let people know, you know, I've got a chronic illness, I'm doing these designs, they might also help you or make you feel seen. And I've just had so many nice messages from actually doing it, of people actually saying that, you know, it has put a smile on their face. They are happy that someone's designing something that's not so, you know, dreary and upsetting. Mm. So yeah, it's nice to be able to do that. And that's the way I've connected with people, to be fair, just by laughing about it and taking it maybe maybe not so seriously, sort of just having a laugh about it, as much as that's difficult. But if you don't laugh, you'll cry, won't you? So,
well, that's it. And you've got to have a certain element of humor to be able to cope with everything, I think. Because sometimes it just feels like it's so ridiculous, and you're like, do you ever have moments where you're just like, do you know what on earth am I doing? Like, I never expected to do anything like this.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, especially when you're like throwing up on your nurse after a blood test or something. I've totally done that before. And just random stuff like that. You know, and you're like lying in an MRI scanner and you're just like, how did I get here? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly that. You've got your little gown on and nothing else. And you're in an MRI. Yeah, it's not.
Walking through a waiting room with just a gown on. You're just like, oh, this is normal now.
Yeah, whatever. My life.
But yeah, like you say, if you don't laugh, you cry. And it's much more fun to laugh, isn't it? So.
Yep.
So you have your Kickstarter campaigns and things. Is there anywhere else that you kind of have your store online? Is there like a website you can go to, or is there like an Etsy store?
Yeah, I have both. So on Etsy, my shop is called Inner Box Design, and my website is www.innerbox.co.uk. I link my shop to Facebook, I link my shop to Instagram as well. Although it's not been updated in a while. But yeah, I've been pretty busy. So plenty of places to find me.
That sounds good. So let's all go and check out Nikki's site, because that would be awesome. So what is your overall goal that you'd like to achieve with Inner Box?
I think my path has changed to the point now where I don't just want to make people smile. I want them to feel included and seen and, you know, empowered. So
love it.
It's all just about helping people now, and obviously still making them smile and giggle a bit. That would be nice.
That is awesome. I love that. Cool. Okay. I was going to say, do you have any tips for anybody else who maybe likes drawing, likes doing artwork and stuff, and kind of wants to kind of expand that more? How would they go about doing it?
Sure. So for me, I think the first thing you need to do is just kick that self-doubt in the butt. So you need to start believing in yourself. When I first put designs out there and drawings out there, I look back and I think they were absolutely awful. But it was the start of my journey, and it really helped me. So I would say find a program or a way of drawing or painting that really speaks to you, that you feel comfortable with, and just take it from there. Start putting your work out there, and, you know, don't delay.
Totally. Just do it.
Yep, just do it.
That would be my advice. Just do it. You know. That's awesome, Nikki. Thank you so much. And Warriors, let's head into part 3. And that's a wrap for part 2. Thank you so much for downloading this episode and joining us today. It has been so much fun hanging out with you. I hope you've enjoyed it too. Let's carry this on in part 3, when we'll get to know our guest a little bit more and find out their not so super quick secrets. I'm so excited to hear about the weirdest thing that they've ever done. See you in part 3, lovely. And remember, subscribe or follow us wherever you're listening today. Speak soon. Hey, I'm over here giving you a virtual high five right now, Enabled Warrior, because you just completed another episode of the Disabled to Enabled podcast, and that is so awesome. Well done. This time together has flown by, though, so let's keep the conversation going. You are exclusively invited to join me in the Enabled Warriors Facebook group. We're a community of like-minded warrior friends with all kinds of different illnesses. We love playing games, doing quizzes, sharing our pet photos, and we are all there for each other through the bad times. All the links are waiting for you in the show notes, so I'll see you in there when you join.